Good afternoon, everyone. We're back here with Peter Spencer from Betfred, who's going to talk through the latest fixtures and odds. First of all, Peter, we've got to talk about the massive game tonight, the Europa League final between Inter Milan and Seville. What are the odds going into that game?
Well, it's no surprise, really, but Inter Milan are the outright favourites. They've not won a trophy for 9 years, in any major trophy, that is, either in Europe or domestically in Italy. And all eyes will be on Lukaku. Yeah. Some people are saying that he's proving Manchester United wrong with his fantastic goal-scoring record. I don't necessarily go along with that because I remember at the time they did sell him to Inter Milan. He did look overweight. He didn't seem to fit in with the fast counter-attacking style of Manchester United at that time. But all credit to him, he's found his niche there in Italy.
Definitely, definitely.
He's scored 30-odd goals this season. He's 3-1 with Betfred to score first tonight. 11-10, almost evens there, to score any time. Mm. And there's an interesting bet, 28-1 for him to get a hat-trick tonight against United's conquerors, Seville. Now, from Seville's point of view, they're much more of a team devoid of stars, if you like, or well-known names. Mm. But one player who is a hero of the supporters is the winger called Lucas Ocampos. Now, he is 4-1 to score the first goal. Betfred have been taking lots of bets on this, as you can imagine. Mm. Eagerly awaited game, not least because of Lukaku's involvement. But one of the most popular bets is 3-1 for Inter Milan.
Yeah.
And that's a 16-1 shot at Betfred.
It's going to be a brilliant game. Really looking forward to it. Obviously, on Sunday, we've got the Champions League final between Bayern and PSG. They've both been in incredible form, some fantastic games in the lead up to it. What are the odds for that one?
Well, we were saying that Lukaku, all eyes on that striker for Inter Milan, and all eyes for Sunday's game is all on Lewandowski, the Polish striker who Manchester United could have bought a few years ago. Remember that?
I bet they regret that now.
Four or five years ago, yeah, I bet they do. He just scores for fun. He's 9-4 for him to score first. Hat-trick 8-1, and for Bayern to win 4-0, Betfred have that at 33-1. But don't rule out PSG because they've got some tremendous stars: Mbappe, Neymar, Di Maria, to name but three. I do fancy Bayern. They're like a machine.
Yeah.
One of the most popular bets is 4-1. For Bayern Munich, that's a 22-1 shot at Betfred. For Mbappe to score first, it's 4-1. Neymar, 9-2. Di Maria, who didn't settle at all in Manchester when he was at United, his house was burgled and his wife said derogatory things about the city.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's 8-1 to score the first goal. He's been in tremendous form. You can see why United bought him in the first place.
Yeah, definitely.
Superb assists. The way we see it is Inter Milan for the Europa League, Bayern Munich for the Champions League. Two tremendous games. It should be great.
Fantastic. Yeah, can't wait for it. Obviously, the Premier League fixtures have now come out. They've been released. Some of the big teams getting back into action. It seems like it's going to roll around quickly yet again. Obviously, it's all early doors. There's still transfers to be made and what have you. But what are the odds for the Premier League winners for next season? Are Liverpool going into it still as favourites or is City being backed as well?
Well, City are now the favourites to overtake Liverpool again and snatch the title back for the Premier League. Betfred have City at evens. Liverpool 13-8. Manchester United been heavily backed. That's probably on the back of all the speculation about who they're going to bring in the summer. They'll probably spend the most to get back at the top table, which really they should be at. They're 7-1 to win the Premier League. Of the others, the three London teams, Chelsea 14-1, and Arsenal and Spurs both 50-1 shots to win the Premier League. I thought it was interesting that Yaya Toure has had a pop at City, saying that they should really, with the money they've got, have won the Champions League. Mm. And there is an argument for that, because Guardiola will be seen in some quarters as having failed, because this season City have only won the League Cup. And yeah. That is not good enough for a team that's bankrolled to such an extent as they are. So he will have to certainly start winning substantial trophies next season,
especially with his contract coming to an end as well. He's got he wants to sign off on a bang, doesn't he? So I think he'd be aiming for that Champions League. I thought they were going to get it this season, to be honest. I think they were all set, especially with Liverpool running away with the league. I thought this was the season they were going to do it.
They may never get a better chance than that.
I agree.
Under that management, and there's a lot of talk now about where Messi will go, but Messi's 34 and whether he could transform even City's fortunes next season. But that hasn't been a good season for City. It's not been a particularly good season for United. But I think with City, the amount of money they've got in the club, they should really have done better.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Hopefully they can redeem themselves next season and get back to where they were under Pep Guardiola when he first took over. Finally, obviously, we've had a little bit of a chat before we started the podcast, but we've had an extremely special winner from London. Absolutely fascinating story. Just tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, this is a guy called David Harvey, age 75. He has won £86,000 from Betfred. He wagered 50p, lucky 63, where he basically picked six horses how many of those win. Now, he went for only three of his horses actually won, but because of our best starting odds guaranteed, promotion, it meant his money was boosted by an extraordinary amount, over £70,000 in fact. So anyway, at the end of the day, he had a 50p lucky 63, won £86,000. Now he's an Arsenal fan and he's a marble polisher, so no prizes for guessing what the headline in the papers were. Dave Guns for Glory. Now he as Fred said when I spoke to him about this, he said that he's as a marble polisher, he's truly cleaned up. And he said that one of the things he's going to do, he's going to get his wife to sign a prenup, but I think he was only joking. He has been married for many, many years. But it's great that a fellow like that should achieve so much. I was asking about how he picked his horses, and he said he spends ages and ages looking up form and the jockeys and which trainers are on a hot streak, etc., etc. And this time it took 5 minutes, based his horses on the names of his children, Dan and Alan, Billy, his brother. So that's why he picked his horses and won so much.
I think that's my best part of the story, just the fact that he's trained for so long to try and get this big win, and the one time he doesn't do it, comes home with £75,000. So absolutely fascinating story there, one of the favourites I've heard over the past few weeks. So that's all from Peter Spencer. Thanks again, Peter, for joining us here at Quest Media Network. Just a reminder to everyone that Betfred stores are now open with safety measures in place.